Locker Room Chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we talk Axtell basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is Jason Tynan. It is presented by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, Tuesday night, a very good Troy team, and the Trojans able to come away with a victory 60-41. You have some time to kind of dissect that ball game. Just what were a few key takeaways for you?
You know, they did a really good job defensively of containing the ball for us. They really do a good job of pinching on dribble penetration, and we got to get to the point where we can still attack that. You know, it seems like, you know, when you got some young guys out there, when they see dribble penetration or when they see that pinch coming on off-ball help, that they kind of pull back and don't try to turn the corner. And we just got to continue being aggressive and developing that aspect in there, and it just takes confidence in handling the ball with your weak hand and handling the ball. Not being afraid to go into traffic with the ball is kind of what really got exposed in the first half. We finally kind of got to playing a little bit more aggressive in the fourth quarter, but it was a little too late.
I mean, we're down to just two games left here in the regular season. You'll get Blue Valley on Friday and then Centralia on Tuesday to wrap things up. But I guess where you see your team right now compared to the start of the season, maybe late November, early December, we're now mid-February. I mean, what strides have you seen your team make throughout the course of this season?
We're doing a really good job of rebounding the basketball. It's an area where, you know, I thought we'd be successful at. Doing a really good job of controlling the boards. And then at times we do a really good job of offensively of moving without the basketball and creating shots for other people. I think, especially in the last 10 games, we have 6 games where we're getting assists on at least 85% of our baskets, which is a good thing to see out of your team. So they're starting to understand how to play off of each other's strengths and play with each other for one another. And it's just the growing pains of, you know, starting 2 freshmen and having, you know, majority of your minutes being played by freshmen and sophomores. And it's just understanding that dynamic and how to win those games. I think, you know, one of the stats, you know, against a stellar team, against teams that are above 500, I think we're 1-8 against, 1-9, and it's just figuring out how to beat those good teams that take away good things from you. I mean, like Troy last night, every shot was contested, every shot was hard. How to make it easy on ourselves on the offensive end is just one of those things that we continue to have to build on. And I like the direction that we're trending, but it takes time. It's a process. You can't fix everything overnight.
And you'll finally get Blue Valley on Friday. You'll get a second go-around with them. You saw them in the midseason tournament, at the TVL tournament, I should say. You were able to get that win in the first go-around, and obviously they seem to be a little bit different now than maybe back in mid-January. What kind of ball game can you expect this time?
I expect them to come out and get back in transition a little bit better than what they did at the TVL tournament. I think we kind of hurt them in that aspect. I think we had 60-something points, and I think 30 of them were out in transition. So I expect them to send some guys back, not crash the board so hard, and try to make us execute more in the half court. So we're going to have to, you know, do a really good job of, you know, attacking those guys. They do a really good job of pitching on dribble penetration, too. So we're going to have to, you know, kind of overcome that. You know, it's more of a fear right now, just understanding it. So our kids get comfortable doing it. It's something that we'll have to work on today and tomorrow in practice. And hopefully we can come out and play aggressive, because I think we're a dangerous team when we play aggressive.
There it is, Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us here, presented by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Just 2 games left in the regular season, Friday at Blue Valley, and then Tuesday at home against Centralia. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much as always, and we'll do it again one more time next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.